Elor. Ma li omer Rav Shimon. What would Rav Shimon say in such a case? Would this machshava be a machshava psula or not? So according to Rabbi we had before, that Rabbi's tam is that it's a machshava that's nikeris. It's not called a machshava. So here for sure would not be possible. According to Rava, Rava says no, it was a gezeras akosiv of the zayis teras and mincha. Only a machshava from a mincha to another mincha is not psula. But a machshava from a mincha to a zevak would be possible. So both Rabbi and Rava had a pshitas. But Rabbi Ishi had this for Sufik. And the Sufik was, what's the real reason of Rabbi Shimon? Time of the Rabbi Shimon is the real reason of Rabbi Shimon. Mishum machshava de minkara loy posla. Because any time we could see clearly that the machshava is a machshava psula. Like from the minchas machavas to a minchas macheshes. We could see clearly it's a false machshava. It is not possible. If sovo machshava de minkaru. Here also, if you bring in a mincha and you have a mind the shame of zevach, it's also called a machshava de minkaru. Avada would not be possible according to Rabbi Shimon. Oiduma, but Rabbi Shimon had a sotik, maybe no. Oiduma, maybe. Time with Rabbi Shimon Mishum, the siv, vizois teres ha mincha, vizevach like siv. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Shimon is only by a mincha, like Rav's reason. The Torah says, "Zeis teras ha-mincha." So any time you bring one mincha l'shem another mincha, there it's not possible. But if you bring a mincha l'shem zevach, it would be psula. So the kids Rav Ishi had this for Sofik. Yeah. So Amaleis, he said back to him, "Klum higiyon l'saiv daita shor Rabbi Shimon." In other words, he wasn't pushed for the shayla. Like we do not know really what the reason of Rabbi Shimon is. He had a doubt. He did not come out like either way. And the Gemara says like this, they did not want to answer the way Rabbi learns. To say that a machshava, hani keres is not possible, mishum kusha the abaya. Because abaya had a question, that what do you want to say, that there's no psul shinu kodesh by a mincha, I did the ekish of shinu kodesh to shinu bailam. So just like there's a psul of shinu bailam by menochis, there should also be a psul of shinu kodesh. Even if you say a machshava, that's minkara should not be possible. But still, what should be the difference is the ekish. So therefore, the mesupik, maybe this svar is not like Rabba. And Kerova le mishani le, they did not want to say, Avoshi did not want to say so simple, that the svar is like Rava, that the pshani of Shim was the xeris akosiv of zeris teras hamincha, mishum kushio, the zeris teras achatis, because they had the question of zeris teras achatis. According to you, if you dash in zeris teras hamincha, the same svar should apply by achatis also. They should also dash in zeris teras achatis to say, that one chatas l'shem another chatas should not be psula. And vaytik ravashi le mishani le. Also, that the ravashi says he does not know the tam of Rav Shimon. He's not sure what his reasoning is. Why didn't he want to say like ravashi? That the svara of Rav Shimon is, since he only mentioned the kli, there's no psul in the kelim. Mishum kushad ravacho bred rava. Because so he had a question again. If you bring a mincha chareva, the shema blula, why over there is a ksheira? The Chur there, you're not mentioning the Kli. The Chur there, you mean the Mincha. You see, by Mincha also it's kosher according to Rabbi Shimon. So if Rav Ishi just said, or according to Rabasi one year or so, that he's not sure what the reason of Rabbi Shimon is. He was all about Daitoi, Klum Higiyanu L'Savdatash Rabbi Shimon. That we did not know really what the real reason of Rabbi Shimon is. Now the Mishnah says that it said again, Kola Monochis Aksheru Shal Ishmo. But chutz mi minchas chaytu minchas kinois, that these two menoches, if the Kohanim make the avoidus, the kemitza, the kabbalah, the halacha, the aktara, shalei lishmo, so they're psulim. So Mor says, bishlam minchas chaytu, bishlam mincha, that's brought because of the chet. Either the chet was a shvuas bitoy, or else a tumas mikdash kadoshov. So chatas kai rachmona, the posse calls it a chatas. So just like by Korban Chatas we know Shalor Lishma is Tzula, who would do by Minchas Chayt also Shalor Lishma is Tzula. The Pasuk says, Lo Yosem Olea Shemin, Lo Yitin Olea Levoino, Ki Chatas it, the Pasuk calls it a Chatas. Therefore it's good why Minchas Chayt a Shalor Lishma is Pasuk. Elo Minchas Kenois, but when a Saita brings a Mincha, a Minchas Kenois, Minolon, how do we know that a mincha kenois was brought shalei lishmo that it's psula? Again, this is the pshanau mishnah, not like Reb Shimon. But how do we know to say that it's psula? So Marin says the toni tona came with Rav Nachman. A tan learned in front of Rav Nachman that minchas kenois moistren adova. He should know in case of a Saita how to bring her mincha, and she was set aside money to bring her mincha, unless she has leftover money, she only needed half of the money to bring the mincha with. What does she do with leftover money? So then he has moist from the dava, the leftover money you put into the pishka in the base of Migdosh, into the shofaris that has in the dava, and with those nadavis, they used to bring a korban eilah. When the mizbeach was empty, they would bring a korban eilah to the mizbeach. Now, Omalei, so Rav Nachman said back to his Tano, Shafa Karmak, you're saying very good. Like, how do you know to say this? He said it's very good of what you're saying, that the moist leftover money from a minchas kenois goes for nadava. Why? Maskeris oven ksivbo. It says by minchas kenois that it's a maskeris oven. That's coming to Imanskir the Chet to realize, to tell us if she did the Chet as Nus or not. Did they decide to do the Chet or not? Uvechatis Ksiv, and by Korban Chatis also it says, V'yoysa Nosan Lachem, Lo says it's Oven Oedo, and it says also, Oven Oedo. It says the word Oven by Korban Chatis. And so Rav Nachman said, Ma Chatis, just like by Korban Chatis, Moisu Nadovo, the case you set aside money to bring a Korban Chatis. If you have leftover money, the locher is the moisra. Is the nedava, like Rashi says, k'diyama b'shloi v'lat chatan sech the tamura. That the Gemara says in the end of the tamura over there, that zu medrash dorash yoyod yakayim, that kesef osham v'kesef chatas lakanim yiyu. That mitzdavar habo mi moisra chatis mi moisra osham is habosa l'shem v'yoros lakanim. That you have to bring something that the bosa goes to Hashem minach a korban oilo, and v'oiros, just the skin, goes to the kanim. So, we learn out minchas kenoyis that the moisted leftover money goes for korban oilo, because that's mascheras oven from a korban chatis. It also says the word oven. So he says ma chatis moisted nedava is av minchas kenoyis also is moisted nedava. If so, once you have this limud to teach us the halacha of moisro of minchas kenoyis goes in nedava, so from here also I learn out huke chatis. Say already that the minchas kenois to have the same halacha like a korban chatis. In other words, ma chatis, just like a korban chatis. Psul l'shlo l'shmo, that's the first mission in Zvachim. They bring a korban chatis l'shlo l'shmo, it's psulo. Sata yaf minochas, the same thing applies by mincha also. Af minchas kenois, psul l'shlo l'shmo. If the kain brings the mincha of a kenois, of a saita, l'shlo l'shmo, whether it's the shas kemitza, or the shas kabolas mekli, or the Shas Halokha, the Shas Haktorah, it'll also make a psul in the mincha. Samar says, if so, if that's true, if you're making this gzeri shova of maskeris oven from a chatis, that it has a loch like a chatis, elamayat, if so, oshem ye psapasol shlele shmo. If so, a korban oshem also should be posol. If they make this, the shchita, or the kabbalah, the loch of the zrika shlele shmo, it should also be posol. And the first Mishnah Zvachim Tanakhama doesn't hold like this. And the question is, to gomer oven oven mechatis. That Yossi should learn out, oven oven mechatis. Because by Yoshim also it says, Rashi says, v'yoshim ksiv, v'lo yoda v'yoshim, v'nosa avoinoi. Nosa says the word avoinoi by korban oshim. So metik zeh reshavo, just like oven by chatis, means that shler l'shmos psulam, say the same thing by korban oshim also. If you bring a korban oshim, shler l'shmo, it should be psula. Samara says no. I tell you, donin oven meyoven. It says the word oven by korban chatis, and it says the word oven maskeras oven by saita. So these two will learn out one from the other. But v'yein doven avoynoi meyoven. By oshun the pasuk says v'nosa avoynoi. It doesn't just say the word oven; it says the word avoynoi. Since so, this kseir shavu we do not make. Therefore, even though we learn out minchas kenois from a chatis, we would not learn out an oshun from a chatis. Samara says, but so what? My nafkum, you know, what's the difference over here? V'otona dever Rabbi Shmuel. In Tona dever Rabbi Shmuel, we learned that we made such a gzera shava. And the posuk says in the parasha of Negoyim, one posuk says, v'shev hakoin, and he returned, u'bu hakoin, then he came. So we dashin zuhi shiva, zuhi bia, who would make a gzera shava. What applies to one applies to the other. Rashi says, Nogeyatu, v'tach v'noisin loy, Shavua, you have to cement down the place you take out the nega and wait another week. So we learn not one from the other, even though it's not the exact same word, but as long as it means the same thing, you can make a gzeirah shava. So just like over here from the word v'shev and the word obo, we'll make an gzeirah shava. Salvada from the word avoinoi and the word ovon, also we should make a gzera shova. So Chori should learn out a korban osham from a korban chatis. For Yodin, secondly, ligmar avoinoi avoinoi may oif de shmias hakel. Let's turn it out from oif of shmias hakel. Rashi says the shmias hakel chatisi. In the case we are supposed to say edus, and you deny, you say you do not know the edus, and you swear false. So the Torah says you have to bring on oilas. For the more of Yod, we learn out the word avoina that it says by korban osham from the word avoina that it says by achates oif. The Siv says over here im lo yagit, if you're not going to say your edus, you're going to have to carry your chet. And here it's achates that shleil shmos psula. So still, why don't I learn out the korban osham also shleil shmos should be psula? Stella, what do you have to answer? I tell you that ki gamri gzereshavo. When do we learn this gzereshavo of oven from minchas kenois back to a korban chatis? It was only learned lemoisin adavu de gemira. It's only learned out for this halacha that if you have more money, you are makdish more money for your minchas kenois. The leftover money you bring in the adavu with it, you put into the pishkin, the base of mikdash. It has been the adavus that with that money they brought a korban oila and they put it on the mizbeach. But that's all. We only learn out that parasha of Moisin Nadava. But Enochnami, this Gzereshav was not said to learn out the psul of Shloil Lishmo. So back to the Kasha, how do we know by Minchas Kenois that Shloil Lishmo is psula? Now the Gemara Stami asks, what kind of answer is this? Maybe you'll tell me the Klal is Ein Gzereshav Lamachta. Listen, once you make an Gzereshav here, you're learning out a Minchas Kenois from a Korban Chatis. For the loch of Moist and Nadova, so how can't you say that you learn it out also? Shlel Shmo should be possible. The Chorud is a klal of Ein Gzereshov Lamachta. You cannot make a Gzereshov halfway. You have to make it complete or nothing. Somewhere says, no, that's not a kasha. I tell you, Goli Rach, Mona Gabi Chatis. There's a special Gzereshov here by Korban Chatis. That the Postik says, Veshochat Oiso Lechatis, Vishachtis for Korban Chatis. So we darshin, Oiso lishmo kshero shleil lishmo psula. Only by korban chatis do we have this psul that if you shecht or do the dalar avoidis shleil lishmo by korban chatis, that it's psula. That's true on this pasuk. Veshochat oiso lechatis means oiso. Only by korban chatis itself is there a psul of shleil lishmo. Avokol hakodishim, but all other kodshim bein lishmon bein shleil lishmon ksherim. Whether you bring it lishmo, shleil lishmo, also it's kosher. So that's why we do not make this gzereshav to say shleil lishmo is possible, not by minchas kenois and not by korban osham. Even though there's already gzereshav that we're learning out of an oven from a minchas kenois, but here there's not a kosher in gzereshav lamachsa, because here there's a special niyat takruah that the korban chatis has this special din that shleil lishmo is psula that was only said by korban chatis. And it was not said to learn out from its other places, even though we have gezer reshavas to learn out other dinim from a korban chatis. But this din, the shleil lishmo psula, you cannot learn out with the gezer reshava. If so, for the Gemara, back to the question: Ele minchas choita or minchas kenoyis tepsulim shleil lishmon minolan. If so, how do we not talk about it shver? Even a minchas choita shver now, even though the Torah calls it a chatis, but the gezer sakostiv only by korban chatis. You can't learn out from a chatis, even to minchas chayta, or not even to minchas kenois you can't learn out. So we saw back to the kasha, how does our Mishnah know to say that by minchas chayta, by minchas kenois, if the kohanim do the avoid, shleil lishmo is psula? So it says like this. Let's see, chatis, time am I. What's the reason by chatis itself we say shleil lishmo is psula? What's the reason by chatis? Because mishum nechsiv bo he, says next word he. Is that to say chatis he, that everything has to be done l'shem chatis, and if you do it l'shem something else, it's psula. So I tell Yochinam here also, by a minchas choyta. Ho'aksiv buhi, it says the word he, both by a minchas kenois, and by minchas chatis, it says the word he. So therefore, it's not a real limud learning out a minchas choyta and a minchas kenois from a korban chatis, but just on the rabbah. The same niyat that it says by korban chatis says the word he there. That means only lishmo, not shleil lishmo. It says the same word he by a minchas choyta and a minchas kenois. Credi Gemara, if so, still it's shver. If so, Osher Nami, even a Korban Osher also should be puzzled then, Shler Lishmo. Hoksiv by who? It also says the word who, by a Korban Osher. So let's see, also Torah there means, only Lishmo's kosher and Shler Lishmo's psula. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, how who, Liacharak Toras Imurim Udisiv. By the parsha of a korban oshem, when the pasuk says the word who, when parsha Rashi says the parsha of tzavas arum, victor oisem hakain, hamizbeicha ishal Hashem oshem who, it says the word who over there by the parsha of burning the emurim. But since it only says it by the parsha of the burning the emurim, it cannot be lekuva. It cannot mean to tell us that shler lishmas tzula by a korban oshem. Kidatanya, like we learned, that avo oshem. It only says the word who after the Akhtaras of the Emurim. And the Svar is who atzma shlehukteru a Emur of Kosher. The whole Korban, even though you do not bring the Emurim, even though you do not burn the Emurim at all, still the Korban is Kosher. Like once you finish with this Rika Sadam, you have your Kapara. So even though it says the word who by Yashram, here it cannot mean to teach us that there's a Psuli Kuva. That if you do it, Shalei Lishmo, it's possible. Because that's what the Torah meant to say. It should have said it by the Ika Dalet Avoidis, not by the Avoid of Emurim, of burning the Emurim, which though Avoid is not Likuva. So therefore, it's not a Kasha, why Oshem Shalei Lishmo is still Kasha. But still the Gemara asks, V'yelohu Lomeli, Sir So Stamazoi, why did the Torah say the word who? By a Korban Oshem. Enachanami, it's like it says it by the Emurim. But Hagufa Kasha, why does the Torah say it by the Emurim? So Marin says, Likid Rav Huna Amar Rav. Like Rav Huna Amar Rav says, that he says, Osham, Shenitag Luria, Veshachutu Stamis Kosha. If you have a Korban Osham that was Nitag Luria, let's say at a Korban Osham that the owner was Nishap already, with another one. And then, first he was Makdish one Korban Osham and he lost it, and he brought another one, and he has his Kapara, and then they find the first one. So locher is by korban chatis in such a case it's lemisos law, but here by noshim it's not lemisos law. The din is you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, give it out to the fields to be pastured, and then when it comes a balmum you sell it, and with the money you buy a korban eilah. That's the loch of a korban noshim. So now let's say somebody shechs this korban noshim after the owner already had his kapor from the first one. See, even though right now it's not oimit to be brought for korban noshim, it's brought to be sold and brought for korban eilah, but if you shecht it now, still it's psula. It still has a shame oshem on it. Only if you manatik it, means once you give it over to the rei, you give it over to the shepherd to pasture with it, then the locher is, if you shecht it, stam is kosher. That's where Pundas Amarav's aloch again. That oshem, shenitak liria, means once you gave your korban oshem that you don't need anymore, you gave it over to the shepherd to pasture with it, then v'shachutu stam, if somebody shechs it stam, kosher l'shem oila, it's a kosher korban that comes into a korban oila. But the deek is nitikin, only because the owner gave over this korban oshem to the shepherd. He was manatikin, like he's not going to use it anymore for the korban oshem. But le nitik, if he did not give it over yet, then lay, then the kedusha, the shem oshem, does not go off it. And if he shechs it stam now, it'll be psula. Why? Because amakro hu beviyosi hei. That the korban oshem always remains with his din oshem on it. When does it lose its din oshem? Only if you manatik it. But before nitik, before you give it over to the shepherd, it does not lose its din of a korban oshem. That's the diyuk from the word who. But not to teach us, shalei lishmo is possible. Zeinach nami the pshan al mishnah. How do we know minchas chet and minchas knois is tzula shalei lishmo? Because it says the word he by the mincha of knois of soit and minchas chet. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Mincha Soimer, Shekom Sashno Lishmo Psulo. The Mincha Soimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, that comes to be Matir the Chodesh, you cannot eat the new crop there before Pesach until you bring the Yomer. So the Kohen makes a Kmitza, Shelo Lishmo is Psula. Why? He says the reason is Hoyul Bois Lahatir, since the whole purpose of his Minchas Hoimer is only coming to be Matir the Chodesh, and Veloy Yetiro, since you brought it Shler Lishmo, it's not Matir the Chodesh, so therefore it's Psula, it has no worth to it, it's Psula. And Rashi says Psula means you can't burn it, the Kemitza, and the shrine is not Nechel. So Gemara says, And the same thing you say also, the Yoshim Nazir.